Joined this morning by Rob Barrett from Evergreen Health. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
All right, so it's the annual Dining Out for Life.
So this is the 16th annual Dining Out for Life, and it's on Tuesday, October 9th. This year we have about 85 restaurants participating. The way that it works is folks go out to those restaurants and enjoy breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, dessert, whatever. And then the restaurant turns around and donates a portion of the proceeds to the HIV supportive services at Evergreen.
How successful has this been in the past?
It's been really successful. So like I said, it's the 16th annual. And over the course of the events here in Buffalo, we've raised over $1.2 million.
What about these restaurants that get involved? You know, why do they want to do this?
Mm-hmm. Restaurants participate for a variety of reasons. Often they maybe knew someone that passed away from an HIV-related illness. And so, you know, we have restaurants, everything from fast food to fine dining. I feel like restaurants get hit up all the time to participate
Certainly.
In things. And so we truly appreciate restaurants donating to the services that we provide.
What kind of services are being provided now?
Sure. So we provide, HIV is now a manageable chronic illness like diabetes or, you know, any other chronic illness. And so folks living with HIV can really go on to live healthy, productive lives. And so we provide, medical care and treatment. We have a full service pharmacy. We do insurance enrollment, individual and group counseling, mental health programs, care coordination. So we really do try and provide like a one-stop shop for folks all under one roof.
And then when we look at this additional funding that comes in, I mean, where does it usually target?
So we use a lot of this money goes to our prevention and treatment services. We also use a lot of the money in our food pantry. Folks living with HIV have very specific nutritional needs that can't necessarily be met by a traditional food pantry. And so a lot of the money goes to support that.
Back to the event itself. Somebody's listening. Give them some advice about how they should go about approaching this event.
The easiest thing would be to go to our website, which is diningoutforlife.com/WNY. Pick one of the restaurants and give them a call, make a reservation if it's a restaurant that takes reservations, and then just plan on grabbing some friends or family members and going out to eat.
We like that part of it, the going out to eat part. What about it, though? Is it just for dinner?
Nope, it's for any meals that restaurant is open for. So breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, anything like that.
Drinks included?
Yep. We have about 18 restaurants this year who are donating the money made from alcohol sales as well. And so that's reflected on the website so folks can look up that information if they're interested.
And then just a final question. What about this type of event? I'm now become familiar with it after talking, it seems like, with somebody every year about it. But what about the general impression, whether it's from the restaurant owners or from the general public that you may be talking to?
It's really interesting how the community really supports and embraces this event. We get between 12 and 15,000 people who come out to all the different restaurants. And it's just wonderful to see, you know, Buffalo is such a great city of good neighbors, you know, and it's just great to see how people just come out in huge crowds for this.
And what about you? You got plans?
I will probably be driving around all day to different restaurants, just checking in. It's funny how on the day of the event, I rarely get to eat. So
you got your hands full.
Yep.
Hey, Rob Barrett of Evergreen Health, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.